We have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing
who
first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, A Dad's Point of View. If you don't know that legendary comedy routine, my condolences. It's Who's on First by Abbott and Costello. It's about 6.5 minutes of the most brilliant comedy ever. Without any four-letter words, any vulgarity, any put-downs of anybody, it is the way, it is pure comedy. Anyway, you can email me if you want to at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. And that's S like Inspira. Which brings me to our next guest, which is, in fact, Julie Spira for Single Parent Dating. And I'm happy to report she is back with us this week, our cyber dating expert. Julie is a best-selling author and relationship expert. She is known worldwide as the cyber dating expert. Her dating advice has appeared in the Los Angeles Times, New York Times, Match.com, and so many more. She creates irresistible dating profiles for singles looking for love online. You can find her at cyberdatingexpert.com. Welcome back, Julie.
Hi, Bruce.
There's also a big event coming up in a couple weeks. You're being honored by the Jewish Big Brothers organization at a luncheon October 7th at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Is it sold out yet?
It probably will be in the next few days. Get your tickets. It's going to be such a fun and really inspirational event, and I hope you can make it. And I'm just going to give a quick little plug. It's Social Media Week this week, which is so much fun. And if anybody loves roller skating, I'm going to be hosting Date and Skate Night tonight at the Echoplex, and it is going to be an absolute blast.
If I show up, will you hold my hand?
You know, on or off roller skates.
Oh, okay. That's definitely an invitation. And as far as the luncheon, where can people get information if they do want to attend?
Yes, you should go to jbbbsla.org. That's three Bs, jbbbsla.org. If you forget that, just contact me at julie@juliespira.com, and I'll get you the details.
Terrific. I hope to be there, and it would be fun, I know for sure, particularly as having been part of that organization for so many years. So, Julie, do you have any thoughts on today's topic, the family dinner?
You know, I was thinking about this as I read your column, and I was remembering how important Sunday nights always were in my family. Growing up, it was a tradition that every Sunday, my parents, my brother and I, we went to a local pizza parlor. We had a Sunday night dinner, and it was really a really nice ritual. And then as I got, you know, older and got married and had a family, we had a Sunday night dinner. And it was one of those nights where, sorry, you can bring your friends and we can have an extended family. We could have 12 people at the table. We could have 5 people at the table. But everybody's got to stop what they're doing and sit down and just enjoy Sunday night dinners.
So that was your ritual in your family, Sunday?
That was my ritual in my family as a child and as an adult. And as an adult, as a step-parent, because I was a stepmother.
So did you bring that to that particular family, or was your then-husband the architect of that?
cute pun of words. I was the one that brought that ritual to the table, and I made sure that we knew, no matter what, that that's what we were always doing on Sunday night. Sometimes we'd go out to dinner. If we were in a rush or we were out in an event, sometimes, you know, we'd go to different events and, you know, different celebrations and art festivals and so forth. But Sunday nights, we were all together. Saturday night was date night. We need that date night. But Sunday night was family night.
Very interesting. What would you say, I'm not sure how this really relates to our usual topic of single parent dating or dating at all, but do you think there's anything that we can take from this topic that does relate to dating?
Well, I think the most important thing is if you're dating somebody and they have children, you need to find out what kind of rituals do they have, and you need to find out whether this is something, depending upon where you are in your relationship, that you can participate in or not. And I think that that's a conversation that you need to have as you start to blend families.
We've actually, you and I, talked a lot about the issues of dating someone with kids. And I think the family dinner is just a part of that. One of the things you mentioned in your marriage was that you had a date night. And I wonder if you'd like to elaborate on the value of that in blended families, or for that matter, just any kind of family with kids.
Oh, I certainly can. Thursday night was our magic night. And so Thursday night, no matter what, unless somebody was out of town on business, Thursday night was date night. And every other week, one of us would select what we're doing for date night. And it could be as simple as going to Gelson's and having a picnic in the house and lighting candles, or it could be going to a rock concert and seeing Bruce Springsteen, or going to the LA Philharmonic at the Disney Concert Hall. Or it could be, if you want to save money, we go to the half price ticket website and we'd find a cute little play that was off the beaten path that nobody had heard of. And we always made sure that there was something interesting to do on Thursday nights. And the reason we selected Thursday nights is because it was a transition day as a family night. Because on Fridays, my stepchildren would come. And so if they were there for the week, we had a whole week of being a family with a mom and a dad and kids. So we wanted this one night just for the two of us before we had the anticipation of expanding into a family, union. And on the opposite Thursday nights, well, we were a little tired. We had a week filled with kids and a very busy household, and we sort of wanted that last night together to get a little bit of a break before our children left to go back to their other home with their mother.
Interesting choice. I also think, and I believe you gave me this advice, but I'm not sure. Who had the responsibility, or did you alternate responsibility for choosing what you would do on date night?
We, in the beginning, you know how it is when the guy's chasing the girl and the guy makes the plans. In the beginning, he was making most of the plans because he was courting me.
I'm talking about after you were married.
But once we were married, the plans were equally divided. But then again, eventually it probably shifted a little bit more towards me, because more often than not, it's the woman that really does create the social environment as a couple.
God, I love you. You are so un-PC. I completely agree that the woman's role in a relationship is different than the man's. But if you go to graduate school, they will tell you otherwise, that we're all exactly the same. And it's funny because my wife does want me to be more creative on our date night. And I have this expectation for her to act a little bit like you, because I don't care. I'm happy just to be with her. But that is something she wants from me, so I have to step up and try. But I do kind of like your traditional approach to it.
Well, thank you.
So we're nearly out of time. Please share with our listeners again where they can reach you. And also, we have about 2 minutes left. I think it'd be worthwhile, because you haven't done it in a while, to explain what I said in the introduction briefly, how you help people with their profiles and what you actually can do for them as the cyber dating expert.
Well, thank you, Bruce. Now, as a dating expert and a coach, I work with singles in creating their irresistible online dating profiles. So we always see these success couples, and lots of people have dipped a toe or two into online dating, and they find out, well, why isn't this happening for me? So I sit down, and just like you can have a rock star resume for your dream job, we need to really look at taking that same approach to your online dating profile. And I sit down and I create your catchy screen name and pick out the photos and really figure out how to represent yourself in a way that will be attractive to the man or woman of your dreams.
I can't emphasize how important that is. And if you don't have that sort of skill, and even if you think you do, having someone like Julie help you tweak it and make it better will launch your dating life online, which is intimidating now because the choices are so many.
Right, 40 to 50 million people online. So here's the goal. The goal isn't to be a serial dater. The goal is to get online and meet people that really, will be a good match for you, and then retire that profile because you can be a success story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a success story, as I met my wife on Match.com. So I was the seventh date of over 7,000 emails she got. She chose seven to meet, and I was the seventh. And we are now married almost 2 years. So I am a success story. Where can people reach you, Julie?
You can find me at cyberdatingexpert.com. I've got a brand new free ebook out now called The 5 Secrets to Finding Love Online. Please do sign up, because you'll really get a lot of some of my very best tips, and it's free. And, of course, if you're on Facebook, check out Facebook.com, Cyber Dating Expert, and come join the conversation.
Thank you so much, Julie. Hope to have you with us next week. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S like in Spira. Julie Spira, this is the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was darkness.